Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Today on Locked On Grizzlies, we get you set for tonight's matchup with the Dallas Mavericks. Take a look at a couple reasons, maybe surprising ones, why the Grizzlies are where they are. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily podcast on the Memphis Grizzlies, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Grizzlies for this Wednesday. My name is Peter Edmiston. I'm happy to be with you. Of course, I host this program. I'm on local radio in Memphis on Sports 56 and 87.7 FM, 7 to 10 every morning. Wolo and Peter in the morning. Also, I'm a contributor for the Commercial Appeal and many other things on top of that. And I cover the Grizzlies and do this here podcast. So thank you for downloading and listening and being part of it. It's really cool, and I appreciate that so much. Today is Draft Wednesday on the program, and that's not the NBA draft. That's a new app called Draft that I'll tell you about in the middle of the podcast. But we've got something really cool that we're going to start doing soon enough. So I want you to listen in and find out more about it, because that'll be coming up later on in the podcast. So thank you guys for joining me here. Let's get started by talking about the matchup tonight, Grizzlies and Mavericks. It is actually one of the four remaining undefeated teams. That would be your Memphis Grizzlies against one of the three remaining undefeated is such an easy word. Unvictorious? I guess that's what it is. Anyway, teams without a win. Dallas is one of them, the only one in the Western Conference, along with the Bulls and Knicks. They are league-wide, one of the three teams that doesn't have a win yet, and they have looked pretty bad in those four losses. Monday night against the Golden State Warriors was another example of that, where they got their clock cleaned by the Warriors. You know, not a ton of shame in that, unless you're Jordan Bell and you want to throw it off the backboard and dunk on Dallas and try to embarrass them. Frankly, I have no issue whatsoever with that, by the way, just for whatever it's worth. There was this little controversy about, did you embarrass the team? Did you embarrass your opponent? Whatever. This is professional basketball. Stop him. You don't like it, stop him. It's not college. It's not high school. Stop him. So I don't have a lot of time for that whole situation. The Mavs have not looked especially good. They lost at home to Atlanta, not a great team. They lost at home to Sacramento, not a great team. And they lost at home to Golden State, who certainly is a great team, but they lost by 30 at home to Golden State. And in between, they sandwiched a loss at Houston. No shame there, but it's a bad team. And here's the thing, especially, that the Grizzlies, if you look at pure numbers at this point, if you look at where things are and what they do, the Grizzlies are actually the second best team early in the season in offense from the ball handler and the pick and roll. They are second in that stat, and they take on a Dallas Mavericks team that is second worst in dealing with that situation, which should mean that for Mike Conley, for Tyreek Evans, for so many of the players for the Grizzlies, you should see them take full advantage of that. That is an area of offense that the Grizzlies have really pumped up. They've done a lot more of that this year. It's been part and parcel of David Fizdale's new system, in allowing for and really accommodating for it. And we talked about it, a few days ago, but some of the screening actions that they are doing are designed to allow for and to accommodate and to really encourage switching from the opposition and too much switching and getting them into trouble. And that's something that the Grizzlies have done a good job on. You've seen the Grizzlies guards really feast on that and get good offense from that. Even Mike Conley, who didn't have a great game through the first three quarters of the matchup with Houston, still got pretty good looks, was able to get to the foul line, was able to be aggressive. So was Tyreek Evans, so was Mario Chalmers, and on down the line. That's been a big part of the Grizzlies' early season success. That should be a huge factor on the positive side of it. The Mavericks also don't defend spot-up shooting especially well early in the season, and the Grizzlies happen to be a decent spot-up shooting team. That's the number one thing that they do. Most teams end up with number one action being spot-up shooting just by the nature of the way that offense works. But the Grizzlies are 11th overall league-wide in points per possession in spot-ups. That is, of course, per synergy numbers, and Dallas defends it at a rank of 27th league-wide. Again, that's another advantage, you know, for the Grizzlies. And, you know, on the other side, Grizzlies happen to have the third-best defense in a points-per-possession situation, as we talked about yesterday on the podcast. Also, sixth in terms of defensive rating. Their defensive rating is especially good because they've played the three of the top 12 offenses around the league, and you are seeing that, you know, these are good offenses that have cranked out lots of points, lots of baskets. Golden State, Houston, and even New Orleans, to an extent, has been pretty darn good, and they were good offensively against the Blazers last night. So the Grizzlies' defense has done it against good opponents, and they take on tonight a much worse opponent defensively, who just doesn't have a lot to offer. So this is where the Grizzlies, though, historically have gotten into a little trouble, because I go through these numbers and it's like, this is a no-brainer. This is an automatic. Grizzlies should win this thing going away. That's what it feels like. And, you know, if you played this thing on paper, that's exactly what would happen. But, you know, you're listening to this, chances are pretty damn good you're a Grizzly fan. And so if you're a Grizzly fan, then you know what the Grizzlies do against bad teams a lot of times. The Grizzlies have never had too much difficulty playing up to the challenge of playing a good team. Now, there have been years when they've been blown out. 2 years ago, if you remember, they started the season with a resounding 30-point loss at home and a 50-point loss at Golden State. You know, they lost to Cleveland at home by 30. That was not a great start. That messed up the point differential for the entire season for the Grizzlies. So that was a little bit unusual, but by and large, the Grizzlies have never had too much issue raising their game for the good teams. And they've always been a problem for them. They've always tended to get under their skin. And we see that certainly to start the season. It's been those other teams, the little teams, the bad teams, so to speak, that have been the problems. It's been those teams that have caused the Grizzlies to just not play well, to not be focused, whatever it may be. This is an interesting test tonight for that reason, because this is definitely a team where you can, you know, very easily look past them. They don't have a lot of great talent. You look out there and the lineups they roll out on the floor, and you're like, what the hell is this? Did you see the video of Draymond Green when John Clavel, an undrafted rookie, checked into the game, and he says, who the hell is this? Jokingly. And then Klay Thompson answered him seriously and said, Clavel. And he's like, come on, man, I was just kidding. That's how you feel about the Mavericks. It's just, who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this guy? What about this guy over here? Who are these guys? It's a reasonable reaction. They're not good. So, you know, will that matter? I mean, I'd like to think ultimately that the Grizzlies would be able to get past that and to be professional, you know, but you look at the guys that get the bulk of their offense. Harrison Barnes is by far the most used guy this year, and he is he's shooting 35% from the field for the season. J.J. Barea next, Wes Matthews beyond that, then Yogi Ferrell. Dirk Nowitzki is actually the fifth highest guy in terms of possessions used per synergy numbers. And then Dennis Smith beyond that, who has missed a game with injury and all that. Nerlens Noel is a way down the list, and he's probably one of the more productive players that they've had. It's a strange group. And, you know, you can get under their skin pretty quickly. They're a dispirited team. So the Grizzlies, if they can keep that pace up, run them a little bit and get going, because they don't play especially fast either, then this could be an easy night. But you got to do it. You got to do it. This is going to be a good one to see where the Grizzlies are at. Also, Chandler Parsons returns to the spot where he probably had his most productive game, apart from, you know, some of the ones that we've seen early this year. But, you know, last year he started that game against Dallas and actually looked, you know, okay before he injured his knee. That's where he suffered the other knee injury that ended up, you know, putting him out early last season and forcing the surgery and that whole thing. So this is obviously a very personal game again for Chandler Parsons, a reminder of the team that cast him aside, a reminder of the team that did not want to bring him back. And he's playing well. He's actually, you know, giving you more at this point than expected. I tell you, I'll keep saying it. The contract sucks. It is what it is. It's over. You can't undo it. You can't change it. It's done. So now for the Grizzlies, the focus is, what can we get out of this guy? What can you do to make this guy productive? Just how do you get something out of him? And they found a way on that second unit. They found a way to use him, spacing the floor, using his playmaking. He's looked lively. He's gotten to the basket a couple times, hit some shots. The shot looks like it's got a little more arc under it. He's starting to look more confident in his physical stature. He's looking like he's not going to, you know, freak out about the knees quite as much. So, you know, maybe that there's something there. And he sort of made noises about expanding his role, but I don't see any reason to rush him back into the starting lineup. James Ennis is playing extremely well at the three. There's no evidence at this point that Chandler Parsons can jump back and be a three. He's doing a nice job at the four in a backup role. There's nothing that says that he's ready to be that three, and I don't think you want to rock the boat with James Ennis. So the role is good. Don't get crazy. And I hope Chandler Parsons, I hope he can crawl before he walks. We don't need to hear any complaining about, you know, not starting. And I don't think he's not complaining. I think he's just kind of noting it. But let's not go crazy on that front. There's no reason for that. There's no need to get involved in all of that if you're Chandler Parsons. So that's a good sign for the Grizzlies that they found a way to use him. You know, Mark has been really, really good thus far. Mike Conley, of course, you saw the way that he finished the game, but it's been one or two other guys that have been big surprises in a good way, and we'll talk about them in a second. I'm really excited to tell you about a brand new sponsor to Locked On Grizzlies and all across the Locked On Network. It is an awesome, awesome app called Draft. And really, it's super simple and it's super fun. If you love fantasy basketball, then you need to try Draft. It is my favorite new app, and it's daily fantasy basketball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. So here's how it works. It's a draft that lasts for just one night. There's no management. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. And here's the best part. You can play for cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. No salary caps. Play in a real live snake draft, just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. Come and join me on Draft today. You can download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store. Join a game in minutes. Or you can play right from your computer on draft.com. Whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code LOGrizzlies. That's right. You can play a real money game for free just for using my promo code LOGrizzlies on your first deposit on Draft. So when you sign up, let me know. Follow me. I am on there as Locked On Grizz. That is my username. You could follow any user that you want. So search on the tab on the left side. There'll be a little search option. You could follow users. Follow me, Locked On Grizz. That's Grizz with two Z's. Controversially, I know. Grizz with two Z's. Follow me there. And when you do that, we're going to announce, I'm going to talk to you next week. Every Wednesday is going to be Draft Wednesday here on Locked On Grizzlies and all across the Locked On Network. We're going to announce, and I'll tell you about some leagues that maybe we can do together. All of us, if enough people can sign up and you guys will follow me and we'll get started, we'll do our own little leagues in our own little engagement. We'll talk about it and we'll get something really fun going. So let me know when you sign up. Again, download that draft app. Use promo code LOGRIZZLIES when you sign up to make sure that you can get that first draft free. Plus, follow me as Locked On Grizz when you get on the site, Locked On Grizz. Let me know that you followed, and we'll get started. It's going to be a lot of fun with draft. So many questions going into the season for the Grizzlies. So many questions about who would play, how well would they play, what role would they play, how would this whole thing play out, all that. There's so many, and those, a lot of those questions still remain unanswered and will continue to remain unanswered, but you're starting to get a few answers, just the early signs, a few little positive vibes that are starting to slide in. And to me, the most positive one, and the guy that is maybe the most responsible or among the most responsible guys for where the Grizzlies are right now, is Mario Chalmers. An underappreciated performance thus far. I mean, you're talking about a guy who came into the Grizzlies on a $25,000 guarantee, as John Hollinger told us last week. He confirmed that number. $25,000 is nothing. So they didn't have a lot of expectation about what he was going to be able to provide. We weren't even sure if he was going to make the team. I think in their heart of hearts, they suspected that he would. Otherwise, they wouldn't have, you know, made a big deal at the press conference and put him up there alongside Tyreke Evans and Ben McLemore when they signed. But nonetheless, he's up there and you don't know for sure. He's coming off the Achilles. That's a look on the other side of the court tonight. You'll see Wesley Matthews, who has struggled to come back from a similar Achilles. You know, he came back faster than Chalmers did, but nonetheless, it's been difficult. He's younger as well. But Chalmers at 31, off of the Achilles without a full guarantee, comes in and not only makes the team, he makes the team with flying colors and has been absolutely crucial in keeping things rolling for the Grizzlies this season. And one of the amazing things is if you look at the numbers when he's on the court, the Grizzlies are 22.7 points per 100 possessions better than their opponents when he is on the court. That number, 22.7 plus 22.7 net rating, is the best among reserves around the entire league who have played at least 20 minutes per game. There are only a few guys, in fact, really a couple starters that have been better, Vucevic and Terrence Ross in Orlando, and Orlando's had a surprisingly excellent start to the season. Those guys are up there, but in terms of reserves, Chalmers is the guy. And you know, he's playing at an exceptionally high level. I mean, his net rating is far better than anyone else on the Grizzlies. You know, Marc Gasol's at plus 15, Tyreke's at plus 13, which is a big number. Chandler Parsons is at plus 11.5 to start, which is an amazing number. You know, but 22.7, almost 23 points per 100 possessions better than their opponent when he is on the floor, and 6.2 points per 100 possessions worse when he is off the floor. So net, that is about 29 point switch for Chalmers when he is on the court as opposed to when he is off the court. That is an enormous contribution. And again, it's super early. All these numbers are early. I'm giving them to you because I love you. I'm giving them to you because I know you're going to be responsible with them. As I am, don't go crazy and make any kind of assumptions about what's going to happen. Just like I throw the defensive rating out there about the Grizzlies and compare it to the years past. Not to say that they're going to be at that level, better, worse, whatever. Just a point of comparison. This is where things are. This is where they are now. This is where they were. This is what that rating meant last year. This is what it means this year so far. Again, everything is so far. And so far, Chalmers has been an enormous contributor to the Grizzlies' success, and the Grizzlies play faster when he is out there. He bumps up the pace. He is able to move that ball really, really well. He's able to keep the flow on the court at a really high level. He's defended well. He's just been a really huge contributor already. And the value of having that point guard, the value of having him out there is unbelievable. And you've seen the impact. I mean, you remember before he got hurt, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, what he did when Mike Conley went out, what he was able to do in some key games. He's been a big contributor before. But to see it now, based on what he has gone through, it's really a testament to his will. It's a testament to his ability as a player. It's a testament to David Fizdale using him properly. There's a lot to like about the early start for Mario Chalmers. And again, a reminder of just how important that backup point guard really is. And not to say that, you know, the Grizzlies don't, the system they use is not super point guard heavy, but you still need another ball handler. You still need another one. You still need somebody else out there to do that work. And Chalmers has done an excellent job. So is Tyreke Evans. Tyreke, who is still on minutes restriction. He's playing about 22 minutes a game thus far. I don't know what the specific number is. He didn't say, but he told me that he's still definitely on a restriction. He doesn't really like it, but that's just kind of the way that it goes. But he's also played some crucial minutes, and he's been really important for the Grizzlies. And those guys coming off the bench as playmakers and ball handlers, that just has not been a big factor for the Grizzlies in the last year or so. Just has not been there. And it's such a difference. It takes so much pressure off Mike Conley. It allows for situations like Monday night when you go in and you play one of the best teams in the league in Houston at their place, and you're arguably your best player, Mike Conley, has a really bad night for about 40 minutes or so, and you're still in it because of those guys. That was definitely not the case last year. Not even close. Huge bonus, huge benefit to what the Grizzlies have been able to do. So kudos to them and those guys for really stepping up and being big contributors. And I would suspect that it continues tonight because, as I mentioned, the Dallas is really bad at defending that pick and roll. And that's what these guys do so well. So I would think you'd see a lot of drives and a lot of success from Chalmers and from Tyreke. One thing I mentioned yesterday, and I will continue to say, it would behoove the Grizzlies, to the extent that it's in their control, to get Wayne Seldon, Ben McLemore, one or both of them back as soon as possible. Now, what it's going to do to the minutes for some of these guys is very interesting. You know, how will that affect Dylan Brooks? Is a fair question. How will that affect, you know, Mario and Tyreke and all those guys? I mean, they'll get their minutes, but they'll be in maybe different, a little bit different roles, different things. I don't know. But I say that because the Grizzlies have got to get Andrew Harrison off the floor. They've just got to get Andrew Harrison off the floor. It's not working out this year, right now, at least, you know, maybe down the line it will. He's obviously, you know, Harrison is a defensive guy, I guess, and you know he's had his role and he's overplayed, you know, based on the reasonable expectation of a guy from his, you know, draft and what's happened, all that stuff. I get it, but this year at least it's not happening. He's really hurting the offense with some of the shot making that he's trying to put out there. It's just not working. And defensively, he has struggled. He is not able to defend as well on the switch that as we've seen in last season, certainly. And I think the lack of speed is causing problems. I think it's affecting the Grizzlies on both sides of the ball. And there was a reason why his minutes kind of declined in that Houston game in the second half. And the Grizzlies were better for it. They found that lineup that was a little more dynamic. You got to have it. And Harrison is a ball stopper and a ball clogger a lot of times. And when he's out there, he needs to be on the ball. So Mike Conley tends to be off the ball. And sometimes that works. But when Harrison gets on the ball too much and jacks that, he's always going to jack up two or three shots that are just frustrating. Like, yeah, that pull-up three, just stop. Get that out of your system. Why? Why do you want that? You know, some of those decisions about the jumpers and the floaters, just I don't get. So the quicker that you can get him out of the two spot, the better. And I say two spot, but in truth, the Grizzlies have been so versatile on offense and have done so many different things that I don't know that you can say it's you know, he's playing the two. I mean, he's really the one. Mike Conley, I talked to Mike about this the other night. You know, I don't know that he's the one, really. I mean, he's more the two than the one for most of his minutes, at least until late in quarters, and certainly late in the fourth quarter especially. Then he's on the ball. Then he kind of starts running the show. But prior to that, he's not really the one a lot of the time. A lot of the time, he's off the ball. I mean, that's been a big factor for Fizdale, and we're seeing it already this season, probably more even than in seasons past. And there's a few more guys out there that can handle the ball that allows Mike to do that. So I think that's a good thing, but it does highlight again the need to just let's find a way to get Andrew Harrison off the floor and find a way to get those minutes spent somewhere else, whether it's Dylan Brooks even starting at the two. I don't know that would be the wisest course of action, but I could make an argument for it alongside James Ennis rather than putting Andrew Harrison out there, who has been, a big disappointment to start the season. Everything else, though, has been rock solid for the Grizzlies, and they have continued to, confound people, man. Confound predictions, confound me, confound a lot of folks. So I want to see if it continues. If the Grizzlies can win tonight, can win against Dallas tomorrow night in FedEx Forum, then against Houston again, you know, you're talking about this season could get off to a heck of a start. Could get off to a heck of a start. Don't want to look too far ahead, but there's a lot of positivity that's emanating from the Grizzlies, and the camp seems good. Guys seem to be getting along really well. This relatively new group, a lot of new faces. Good chemistry, though, and long may it continue. We'll see. I'll get you the update and a pod after the game tomorrow night so that you'll have a little post-game thought here and there, and we'll continue with that throughout the week. A reminder also that if you want to get in touch, you can. I am at Peter Edmiston on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a question, I'm going to do a mailbag here pretty soon, maybe for Friday's pod, if everything goes according to plan. So if you have a question, please feel free to send it in to me. You can also email me, P. Edmiston. That's my first initial, P, and then my last name, Edmiston, Edmiston, @gmail.com, Edmiston@gmail.com. That's my personal address. Go ahead and send any letter, whatever, email, whatever you need, or questions or anything like that to me. I would love to hear from you. And we'll do it again tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy your hump day, and we'll see what happens tonight. In the meantime, thank you for being locked on Grizzlies.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.